I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Who knows their news? Newsmasters of the Universe is coming up at 8:35, but first...
Severe Utah weather.
That big winter storm continues to push across much of northern Utah, but the heaviest snow and rain may have already passed.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene in South Salt Lake. John?
Yeah, Amanda, things are pretty dicey here in Sugar House. You've got lots of traffic as people are trying to race into work, and the snow has definitely picked back up a little bit. The roads and sidewalks are just so slushy right now, and visibility is still a major issue. Driving around, I've seen too many people speeding up and driving around slower drivers. These are conditions that warrant dropping at least 5 miles an hour, and you're going to want to do that just to make sure you leave enough room for when you need to brake. I've seen no spin-outs to this point, but a few police vehicles are making the rounds. That's just another reason to slow down and make sure that you're driving in control. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has an updated forecast. Mary?
Yeah, Tim, it's a fast-moving storm. It's been going through pretty quickly, and it shouldn't last much longer. It's been dumping a lot of snow in just a short window. Here's KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman.
Well, we're looking at quite a bit of snow for most of us along the Wasatch Front. Here, between 1 to 3 inches of snow. As you go higher up, of course, we do expect more. Look at that, the mountains, 6 to 12.
And the Wasatch Back could get 3 to 7 inches. Cedar City, Ridgefield also getting snow, but this afternoon it'll be clearer skies. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumes is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest delays and closings. Dan?
Well, the school districts, most of them around the Wasatch Front, are saying things are going to run normally today, although they will be lenient if people show up late. The one exception is South Summit, where the high school and middle schools will start at 9 a.m., the elementary schools at 10. Now, Canyons District had already scheduled a day off. State employees don't have to be to work until 10 this morning. The state courthouses, though, will operate normally. Salt Lake City's offices won't open until 10 a.m. Salt Lake City libraries won't open until 11. Live, I'm Dan Baumes, KSL News Radio.
The mayor of Roy says he's meeting today with the manager of the Ogden Airport to talk about all these deadly plane crashes. There have been 5 in under 4 years in that area. The police chief says it's clear that there's a safety problem. The city is looking to work with Ogden leaders and federal investigators to get to the bottom of any issues.
Salt Lake City leaders are confident the public will support a new temporary homeless shelter in Sugar House.
The last time a homeless shelter was proposed in Sugar House, there was fierce opposition to it. But this time, Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and the City Council believe they need to act quick to get the old DI building on Highland Drive ready within the week to shelter up to 145 people a night during these cold winter months. Councilwoman Amy Fowler, who represents the area, says she recently asked people to come up with ideas to help, and they did.
Every single email that I got back, every single response on Nextdoor that we got back was, isn't there an old building somewhere that we can use?
The shelter will stay open until April 15th. Transportation will also be provided to and from a center every day so homeless people can be connected with services. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
That Jazz 10-game winning streak is over. It came to an end last night in New Orleans, but it was pretty dramatic in a controversial overtime loss to the Pelicans. Rudy Gobert was fouled in a rare call with 0.2 seconds left in the game. He made one of his free throws to tie the game and send it to overtime, but then he fouled out in overtime, and the Pelicans went on an 11-0 run to win. The Jazz get the chance to start a new winning streak this Saturday night. They'll be home at Vivint Arena against the Kings of Sacramento.